1:37 on WGN. Steve Dale is here on a Sunday afternoon, as I will be on Sunday afternoons from now until the year 2074. Well, something like that, perhaps. 312-981-7200. I can't do it without you. So really, call, text 312-981-7200 if you have questions for our next guest. And I'll tell you, this is the kind of guest that you might have questions for. I know I have a lot of questions, but I don't want it to be only my questions for the polite societies. Jessica Leffring, Chicago etiquette coach. Now, I know the Chicago Blackhawks have a coach. I know that the Chicago Cubs have a manager. But what exactly is an etiquette coach? Is it someone who stands up there, Jessica, on the sidelines and go, say thank you, yeah? How does what does an etiquette coach do?
Well, hello. Thank you for having me, Steve. So I help companies maximize their potential through workshops that improve communication, personal branding, and professionalism. So I help equip clients with the skills they need to create and strengthen both personal and business relationships.
And I want to talk about some of that, and specifically with doing calls like Zoom calls and what can happen during those calls that can go wrong and what can happen to make it right and what the proper etiquette there is, if it's any difference in the business workplace. But before we get there, I think the most common question when I announced in social media that you would be on the program is, all right, relatives are coming over for Christmas. I am not supposed to ask the family. But what if some family members are offended about not being asked to come? Or if I do ask them, too many of them, they might be offended. What do you mean you're asking me to come over and you're going to kill me because of all the people that are there? So how do we navigate this? Not an easy question because we've never been in this place before.
No, we haven't. And everyone's a little bit tense right now. And there's this element of fear everywhere. We're all living completely different lives than we did a year ago. And everyone is, you know, facing a lot of challenges and struggles. And we don't necessarily know what they may be because they're different for everyone. But all we do know is that they're there. So I think the key here is communication and remembering that not just what we're saying is important, but how we're saying it to people. I think people will be very understanding if you decide that maybe you don't want to attend something, or we also need to be understanding if maybe we weren't invited because there's a reason. But I think if you make an extra effort to communicate this in a kind and considerate way, you can avoid a lot of the distress.
All right. So right along those lines, a text came in that says, I'm living very often, whatever that means, with my mom, but my mother-in-law, not so much. And we told her healthier if she didn't come in the first place, and she is offended.
Okay.
So well, is there a better way that this family or families in similar circumstances can navigate all this? I mean, you partially answered and that's the way you say it, but I suggest that maybe, even if you say it with a big smile on your face, the mother-in-law in this instance is not going to be, she's not having it.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we need to remember that any interaction we have is a risk. And anytime you leave your house or you go interact with other people, you're putting yourself and others at risk because we cannot control absolutely everything. We can only be as careful as we are. And I don't think it's a matter of, I mean, obviously no one's trying to offend anyone, but I think that, again, we just need to express, hey, you know, we're trying to be a little bit more considerate right now. We're a little bit more aware. Maybe we want to hang tight until this vaccine comes in a couple of months, and so we're just going to lay low, or we would feel more comfortable, you know, having a smaller crowd this year, and maybe make a suggestion of doing like a Zoom interaction, maybe have like a Christmas cocktail together or open gifts remotely.
I wonder, sort of, you're going exactly, and maybe I can be an etiquette coach because I thought of this. Is there any way that maybe people can say, let's just put it off for now, but we can have in June or July a Christmas party and we'll do it right?
Absolutely.
Is that
why
so,
not?
I don't know. Is that something that you think is an acceptable thing to say?
Absolutely. I think anything is acceptable because we need to understand that we're all going through this together and we all have different feelings. Some people are higher risk than others. Some people feel less comfortable interacting with other human beings. Some people feel less comfortable getting in an elevator or leaving the house. There's definitely different levels of how we're handling and coping with this. So we have to maybe think outside the box and come up with some creative alternatives that we can do that are safe. And truly, the only safe way is virtual.
So here's a great question. And I wouldn't have thought about this, but this is a great question. I previously considered gift cards to be kind of lazy, but now maybe sending those cards via email can be, according to 630, the right thing to do. Well, what do you think?
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with sending a gift card digitally. It saves, first of all, we don't know how the mail is going to be this year with, you know, all the extra Christmas cards and presents and Amazon packages. So they're extra busy, and I think anything will be appreciated. I think it's probably the safest way to send something to someone.
And similarly, if you purchase, so this way, if you don't see all the relatives and or friends, and they're not going to be there and you're not wrapping the gifts for them, is an alternative simply to go to Amazon and send it directly to them? What's the proper thing to do there?
How so? Just sending it directly, like sending gifts directly?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, normally we wouldn't do that, right?
Because I'm going to see them on Christmas Day. Why would I? But
right.
Now you're not seeing them on Christmas Day. So is that an acceptable thing to do?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of those companies will gift wrap them for you. And, you know, if you want to interact together, you could schedule a time where maybe you're going to open the gifts that you're exchanging, you know, on camera with each other so that you can have that experience. But it's absolutely okay to send things directly.
All right. Now, I want to talk about wearing pants on Zoom calls and other things regarding business. If you have questions, friends, it's 312-981-7200. Chicago's etiquette coach, the head coach of etiquette from the Polite Society, Jessica Leffering is here. And you are too, or you can be, 312-981-7200 on WGN. Steve Dale on WGN. It's 1:47. Good Sunday afternoon to all of you. No Northwestern game today because of COVID. I don't know what all those details are for sure, but I know this. We're on all the way till 4 o'clock on WGN. And after 2 o'clock, Jay Leno will be here. Edward G. Robinson, Jimmy Cagney. How can that be? Well, how can that be? Well, it's because Rich Little will be here. I'll tell you, I'm so excited about this. I grew up watching the Johnny Carson show, of course, the Tonight Show, and the almost original Tonight Show. Actually, I would argue the original was Steve Allen, but that's a whole other thing. But Rich Little is incredible. I mean, no one like him. No one has followed him to do exactly what he did and continues to do. We'll talk to him, and always our phone lines are open for you. My guest or your guest, 312-981-7200 from the Polite Society. I hope I'm saying that right, Jessica.
Yes, you are.
I'll do it again, maybe better. The Polite Society.
Very nice.
Thank you very much. See, if you have phone lines and you have a voicemail on your phone, that's the gig I want to say.
Yeah.
The Polite Society. You've reached the Polite Society. And you are Chicago's etiquette coach, and we're talking about that, and we're talking about anything you want to talk about, but business has now changed dramatically. And I would argue etiquette in the office place has changed so much over the years. I mean,
there
was a time not too long ago where you could not go into most offices with blue jeans. And today, I'm generalizing, it depends where you work and what you do, of course, but today, lots of offices, that's par for the course, and it's perfectly appropriate. Has the dress code changed over the years? And I'll talk about the Zoom dress code or lack thereof in a moment, but has the dress code changed?
Absolutely. And it's kind of changed regionally as well. What you find people wearing in California or like Silicon Valley is going to be very different from what you see even in Chicago or New York. But there's definitely been a more casual direction that kind of started with the casual Friday trend. And things have shifted dramatically. There was actually an article in the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago about how bankers used to be always in a, you know, full suit and tie every day. And now there's kind of this new uniform where they're wearing like fleece vests and kind of khakis and a little bit more it's kind of a new look. And that's just how it is. It's completely transformed.
Now, what if you work in an office place that's a bit more formal? And there are still plenty of those, right? You know, where you wear a sport coat or a suit as a guy. Women wear a nice pantsuit or a dress to work. And as I said, I mean, there's still lots of places like that, right?
It's fewer than you'd think.
Really?
I think because every business casual is just so prominent now. That's kind of the new norm.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, I remember it was a big deal when, you know, you'd have a casual Friday or something, you know?
Right.
And now it's casual every day. Having said that, let's say it's a somewhat more formal office place. How do you dress for a Zoom call? I've seen these more formal office places and then people dressing for Zoom calls completely different. I mean, you'd never, even a more informal office place, you wouldn't wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt to work,
right,
probably. So, but they do on the Zoom call. So is that okay or is that not really okay?
I don't really recommend it because I think that you need to maintain your professionalism no matter what the situation, even though we're kind of adapting to this new way of communicating. I think it really shows the people that you're meeting with respect if you do put a little bit of effort into how you're presenting yourself physically. So I think for men, polo shirts in the summertime have been acceptable, but anything, it's really easy for men to just pop a jacket on over, you know, a button down iron shirt. That's really easy.
Are there any things that you shouldn't, aside from the obvious, like you probably should wear pants, but I mean, are there things you really shouldn't wear or things you shouldn't say? You know, people on these Zoom calls, I've noted, tend to say things that they would never say in person, face to face, in an office situation.
Right. Well, I think we forget, first of all of these can be recorded, but second of all, that it's still representing who you are professionally. And I recommend avoiding like athleisure or sloppy t-shirts, sweatshirts, pajamas, and take the extra effort to steam whatever you're wearing or iron it. It makes a huge difference. Just making a little bit of effort, finding something that maybe isn't distracting, like a loud pattern, more solid colors that flatter your appearance, and just try to appear healthy and rested, clean, making sure that you're taking care of yourself, that your hair is styled or at least brushed. I think we get so comfortable because we're in the home environment that you could go from taking a nap and rolling out of bed to jumping on a Zoom call, but you need to be aware that you're still working and that reflects on your professionalism.
Do you see a profound change as a result of what's happened now as to what things will look like, say, a year from now, even if the virus is under control? What, as far as etiquette, appropriate etiquette in the office place, do you predict in your crystal ball, because you must have one, what will change?
Oh, my. Well, I think people are going to be a little bit more respectful of personal space. Definitely a lot cleaner and more hygiene focused in terms of washing your hands. Just, I think people are going to be a lot more aware. We got a little bit relaxed and just kind of went day by day. And I think that's definitely going to change. You even see it now. People are afraid to get in an elevator.
Yeah. In fact, I'm interrupting you, Jessica, because I want to get listener questions. And so I have one quick question here about, all right, someone isn't wearing a mask in a common area in an office. Do I speak up or don't I speak up?
I think you can absolutely speak up. But we also have to keep in mind that, like, we cannot control that person necessarily. So you can kindly ask them. Sometimes maybe they forgot. Or maybe they don't have one, and perhaps you have an extra. I think you can ask politely, but if someone pushes back or they aren't, it isn't well received, it's best to just kind of walk away.
From the Polite Society, Jessica Leffring, how can people reach you?
You can reach me through my website, thepolitesociety.com.
All right, perfect. Jessica, thank you so much for being so polite. The most polite guest I've ever had. Thank you very much. Really great tips. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Thanks, Jessica.